Nova X. This is Season 2, Episode 4, Psycho Balls Part 2. We're continuing the three-part saga of Psycho Balls with the second installment as things get a bit more hectic. Hope you enjoy this wonderful episode of Pod. Ellen, just got back some test information, and I just need your help with it. Come on, we're staying in here. Force field. All right. So the thing is, I was given the DNA test. Whoa.
Careful.
Whoa.
This
step
is pattern.
Wow. I didn't know that we had it this easy, this bad. I just ran from Trayton because he didn't know the DNA results. The DNA results were, of course, I should tell you, but let's get out of here first. You're fine, by the way. I just needed to get you out of the way for a few minutes. Cyrus and Trayton should right now be thinking that they're at the circus. A little mental manipulation. Alright. Alex. So, the thing about these tests was, the Psycho Ball is apparently not from this world, nor from any other world. It appears to just be something created solely for the purpose of Ainsley. Apparently she is the only one that can control it, and apparently it can give it any range of limitless powers. Apparently Ainsley has only been using it for, quote-unquote, animal speak and ladybug transforming, but I shudder to think what she could do with it. Guys, let me review the ancient writing. Get Ainsley!
We did nothing. She's just...
Go lock her up with the Psycho Ball.
Let's go eat surprise! There's surprise over
here. All right. Anyways, Alex, this part two apparently says, oh my, So first of all, a few things I need to know about the Psycho Ball. It can give any power. But it only will give it for a temporary time, and it'll only work for Ainsley. She's been using it, again, for animal speak and ladybug transformation, but I don't know what she could do with it if she knew what it did. It also apparently makes her take a bit of blood before each, she's stealing the Psycho Ball, go! before and after each transformation. So in order for her to receive the powers, she must bleed. I don't know how long she's been doing it or how long she's been living with the Psycho Ball, but it apparently is very malevolent and has been steadily drawing her life force. We may be able to modify it without the blood and permanent and to work for anyone. That being said, we can't let anyone else know about this because the Psycho Ball could essentially become the world's most powerful weapon. Imagine it. Normal humans being given the powers of us. Think about what would happen.
The ancient writing looks like a real piece of paper.
I need you both. She's stealing the Psycho Ball again.
Go get it.
Both of you go.
Bro, dude, she cannot go past that big rock. She cannot go anywhere close to the
circle. You mean the big rock that she just passed?
No, Trayton. Just come back.
All right.
Ainsley, you're free to go. You can leave.
No, she is not allowed to leave. Do you understand what that Psycho Ball can do? Go get the Psycho Ball back right now, right this instant.
She doesn't know how to use it.
I don't think you understand. That thing is malevolent. It's been drawing her life force. It'll give any power to her, temporarily. She's been using it for animal speak. And for ladybug transformation, what happens if she knows what it does? She's mentally unstable. Any standard IQ test can show us that. But what happens when she uses it? Go, both of you. No, both of you go get the Psycho Ball. Ainsley, what is she doing? No, go. Take it.
Hold the DNA.
Take it and tell us what happens.
Where's the recording button?
It's already-
Do you have any idea what you have in your hands?
No. My cycle ball?
Have you any idea what that can do?
No.
Oh my gosh.
You can be my cycle ball and we be besties?
You have to come with me. I have something to show you.
I'm not leaving without my cycle ball.
You can take it. No. It'll be safe.
No. Tom, stay with me. Or I stay with Tom.
All right, fine. You can bring it.
Yay.
What?
Don't come any further. Don't come any further. Drop the recording device right now. Go back and get in the prison cell.
He's coming with the psycho ball.
Drop. You're staying in that prison.
Okay. Ainsley, carry the psycho ball and yourself into the prison with Creighton. No one is allowed to touch the psycho ball.
I didn't touch it.
Creighton.
No!
Cyrus, get in the prison. Get in the prison. I don't think you understand. The psycho ball is now reacting to Ainsley's thoughts.
You want? I never touched it.
Alex.
I don't think you understand.
Ah! Ah!
Please don't hurt him too much.
Oh. Showing that it's increasing violence. Freeze and get down! Get down! Violent!
Stop it!
Alex, run! Ainsley, put the psycho ball in there right now.
Fine, he's in my way.
Creighton, get out of her way. Get in the back. And stay there, the three of you.
What did I do?
No. You had a very temporary relapse of Ainsley's new power. And the psycho ball is linked up, joining mental wants.
I blocked the cell phone. What did I do?
If you end up touching the psycho ball,
no!
Get in the cell.
No.
I never touched it, Ransom.
Why should I listen to you? I know you touched it. I know you are channeling him.
Ah.
Nobody touches my cycle.
Alex, this isn't good. This really is not good. The psycho ball is now channeling Ainsley's thoughts and wants. It is projecting a sort of version of a virus upon everyone else's minds. So, that's not good. It was recording through all of that. Thank God, Alex. Ah.
I know.
Feel their mental presences, but can't sense their minds or hear their thoughts. Oh, where am I? That looks like exactly the same place as before, but I did the mental construct, so it probably isn't. Oh, what is that? Oh, fuck! Oh my god. Alex, what happened? What happened? Tell me right now, I need to know. I was in mental construct, which was my own little healing dimension. So, from what I can piece together from recollection is, they turn malevolent, they're working for the Psycho Ball now, and by extension working for Ainsley, and by extension, the Psycho Ball. What's going on?
Your brother's actually really hurt.
You... isn't good.
I accidentally kicked him. It really hurt.
Let's just put up a mental ball around the Psycho Ball entry. Don't touch me. Put the Psycho Ball in there. Put it in there. Put it in there and grab the second Psycho Ball. Go and see how Cyrus is healing. You want to know if that blow knocked out the Psycho Ball in him?
No, that's actually really.
Subject became increasingly frantic, and Psycho Ball has been placed in indefinite detention. We're not sure what the Psycho Ball's effects have on weak-minded individuals with no mental powers, such as Cyrus and Trayton. We do know that they have their minds are breached or have been breached by the Psycho Ball's internal penetration field. I am not yet sure what all of that is. As all things considered, we're still in the early testing phase for anything Psycho Ball related. I believe that Alex may or may not be trying to turn, attempting to convey with Ainsley along with Trayton and Cyrus as a Psycho Ball guard, as the dubbing term has now come to call them. We have placed both Psycho Balls, as well as Ainsley, in near indefinite detention in the brush phase to fully understand what her and her Psycho Balls can do. Correction, Ainsley is powerless and quite weak without her Psycho Balls, so we are isolating the two to fully understand what will happen. Trayton, are you fine now? Are you outside of the influence of the Psycho Ball? You were exposed to the effects of the Psycho Ball manipulation as it took off. Anyone within a 10-foot radius was immediately affected. I believe that Psycho Ball detonation of imposing powers may not have been meant to be in large locations.
I don't think we're supposed to be.
Alright, we will now begin a series of tests on Ainsley and her Psycho Balls. Ainsley, do your Psycho Balls make you bleed?
No.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Do your psycho balls ever force you to do things you do not want to do?
No.
Are you and your psycho balls one and the same?
Yeah.
Do you share a sane conscious?
Yeah.
Do your psycho balls have feelings?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes feel those feelings instead of your own feelings?
Yeah.
How often out of 10 times do you feel those feelings instead of your feelings?
5.
5 out of 10. So on average, do your psycho balls have sentience?
I don't know what sentience is.
Are they alive?
Yeah.
What are their names? Do they have names?
Tom and Bob.
Have your psycho balls ever made you do something you are not comfortable with doing?
No.
What are some things that the psycho balls have done to help you? Give me some scenarios.
Huh?
Some scenarios. Examples.
Examples like...
Like when you guys were chasing me, I hid in my psycho balls.
Do your psycho balls give you powers?
Yes.
What powers do your psycho balls give you?
A lot.
For example?
For example, like protection.
Interesting. Cyrus? Trayton?
Mm-hmm.
In the purpose of all good scientifics, I'm going to need you both to touch the psycho ball.
Alright.
That did nothing.
Don't touch my psycho ball!
I want to touch it because I want to touch it.
Psycho ball has no effect on Cyrus, who has mainly physical based powers. Trayton, touch the psycho ball.
No!
Do it again. I need observations. Do you feel any different? Do you feel any different? No. Touching the psycho balls provoked Ainsley, but did not have any mental effects on both Cyrus and Trayton, who have purely physical powers. I believe that the psycho balls have effectively stopped their mental imposing process.
No!
I am also afraid. I am also in the belief that Ainsley is effectively powerless. The psycho balls have ceased functioning for her, leaving her as just an empty shell and a reject.
Yep, she's a reject from that.
So, wait. I'll be there in a moment. I'll catch up with you two. Go on.
Just in case.
No,
I have to record
no, it is fine. Today. It's fine. It is fine. Just go eat. I will be with you in a moment. Well, psycho ball tests are not accurate. You're not sure yet how psycho ball testing could affect the AAAPF. Possibly removing Ainsley from her psycho balls for long periods of time and or experimenting on the psycho balls while Ainsley is in their presence may give us another feeling. We must scrap and redo every part of the psycho balls in order for full recollection. Any and all psycho balls must be melted down immediately and their essence extracted, making them lifeless and scraps of metal and nothing more. We will begin the process shortly, and we will also begin the extraction process before that. Any and all psycho balls, again, per effective order 423-8B, will be melted down and destroyed. Essence of psycho balls will be taken and will be removed and rerouted. Any powers Ainsley may or may not also have from the psycho balls will be and will be not removed. Ainsley's powers, as well as the powers of psycho balls and any connection they have, will be extracted and used for the AAAPF. We will now begin the extraction process by removing her from her psycho balls indefinitely. Wait, what's that? Oh no. Gotta run. I don't know why this is such a disaster. Ending to a recording session. No, wait, no. Stop, get away. No! I need my recording! episode 4. Guest voices of this episode were, as always, me, Alex, Trayton, Ainsley, and Cyrus. And remember, as you leave this, dogs barking in the background, something is wrong. Something is very, very wrong. You should really run now. Why aren't you running yet? Run. Run. Run.